Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Pauline. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
When do you have a parade?
I can't have a parade by myself. Remember, a parade is a large group of people, animals, balloons, streets.
That's right. Okay, when does your town, city, or country have a parade?
Oh, that's very easy. Very special events like Thanksgiving or 4th of July is a very big one in my country.
That's right. But that's not the only thing that we talked about this week.
We talked about cockroaches.
Oh, Peter, why did you have to say it like that? Can't we just say insects?
Okay, insects. And we talked about more than that. We went to a hotel. Well, how about this? Let's just watch it all together. Then we'll ask you some questions.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about a really fun subject. But first, let's welcome my guest, Peter Parade. Hello, Peter Parade. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob. I love parades.
Me too. You organize parades. Tell us about it.
Okay. I organize parades for the city. There are a few parades each year. Lots of people march in them.
Parades are a lot of fun.
Yes, they have bands and floats.
You can see animals in some parades.
Yes, a lot of parades have horses. But there are dogs and farm animals sometimes.
In some countries, you can see elephants in parades.
That's true. Almost any animal can be in a parade.
I also like the floats in parades.
Yes. Many are really amazing.
Are you going to the homecoming parade on Friday, Taylor?
I might. Will it be a big parade?
Not too big.
The high school marching band is in it. There will be some floats, too. The football team will ride on one.
What time does the parade start?
It starts about 7 p.m., but people will begin lining the streets before that.
What are you watching, Alex?
I'm watching a parade. Today is a holiday in Taiwan. And there is a big parade.
Wow, that looks like a great parade.
It is. Look at all the flowers. And the children are in pretty costumes.
They're beautiful. And wow, there are a lot of soldiers marching. I love parades.
Everyone loves parades.
Hey, Tina, look at this spider. It's really interesting.
A spider? Kill it! I hate spiders!
I like spiders. They eat other insects.
But they look scary, and they bite.
Most of them don't. They don't bother people.
They bother me.
My friend has a big spider. It's his pet.
Your friend is crazy.
Do you like insects, Alex?
I like some insects. I like butterflies, but not flies.
I don't like insects, and I really don't like mosquitoes.
I don't like those either, but I like grasshoppers.
You do? Why?
Because you can eat them.
You eat grasshoppers? That's gross.
No, they are good.
What's wrong? There's a cockroach in my drawer. I hate cockroaches.
I don't like them either.
They move really fast. And they're ugly.
Yes, they're hard to kill, too.
But why is a cockroach in your drawer? They don't eat pencils.
Well, I have some cookies in my drawer.
That's why. Don't keep food in your desk.
Rob, what are the most dangerous animals in the world?
I don't know. Is it lions or tigers?
No, it's mosquitoes.
Really? But they are so small. They just bite people. They don't kill people.
Oh, yes, they do. Mosquitoes spread a lot of dangerous diseases. Those diseases make people ill. They can kill people, too.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Welcome to E-Report. My name is Peter, and I am on vacation. I have just arrived at the hotel where I will be staying, and I think I will have a very good time here.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to our hotel. I am Lucy, the president of this hotel.
Hello, Lucy. Nice to meet you, and this hotel looks fantastic.
Thank you. Follow me. I will help you check in.
Thank you, Lucy. Ever planned a vacation? It can be a lot of fun. You choose a place to go. Then you plan how you will get there and what activities you will do while you are there. One of the most important things to do when you're planning a vacation is to find a place to stay. Many people choose to stay at hotels when they travel. Hotels are great because they provide a clean and comfortable place to stay during your trip. When you find a good place to stay, you need to call the hotel or go online and book a room. Lucy, I think I will really enjoy my stay here.
Oh, thank you. This is Carrie. This is Peter. Peter, can you help me check in?
Sure, I would love to. Peter, may I see your ID, please?
Sure, here you are.
I see your reservation here. You will be staying with us for 4 nights, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Wonderful. May I see your credit card, please?
Yes, here it is.
Great, give me 1 minute. I will get your room keys.
Lucy, this hotel is really beautiful.
Thank you very much. We are very proud of it.
All right, Peter, here is your ID and your credit card. Here are your room key and your breakfast vouchers. Your room will be 612 on 6th floor.
Thank you very much.
Would you like one of our staff to bring your luggage to your room?
Yes, I would like that.
This way, please. I will show you to your room.
Thank you. I'd appreciate that. How can you know if a hotel is good or bad? You can read reviews online. Go on the internet. Search for the hotel's name and location. You can read comments and reviews from guests who have stayed at the hotel. Many times, these reviews will tell you about the features of the hotel. After you read the reviews, you can decide if the hotel sounds like a good place to stay. If it does, then book it. Wow, this room is really nice. First, I will unpack Then I will go explore the hotel. Thank you for all your help, Lucy.
You are welcome. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you. Bye.
Most good hotels offer you a lot more than a place to stay. They will have special rooms that make yours more convenient or enjoyable. For example, many hotels have a gym or exercise room where you can work out. If you want to swim, many hotels also have a pool. It's a great place to exercise and cool off. If you need to use a computer or a printer or do some business, many hotels have a business center. At the business center, people can take care of business, even on the road.
In Taidong, you have to try the seafood. And this hotel gets their seafood fresh every day. The fishermen bring the seafood at 5 a.m. in the morning. What should I try first? Come to a hotel. Don't just stay in your room. You should go outside, and there's plenty more to see. You can hear the birds in the trees. I can feel the wind blowing softly. This is a vacation. Hey, look.
What if you want to relax? Some hotels have spas. You can get a massage and soak in some hot springs during your stay. Most hotels have at least one restaurant or cafe, and some of them offer room service. Then, if you would like, you can order a meal or snack to eat in your room.
So, I got a special call this morning from the hotel telling me that I can go up in their hot air balloon. If you come to Taidong, this is a must-do thing. It's early in the morning, but I'm really excited. Well, I think I am going to stay here and relax for a little bit. Thanks for joining me during my visit to this hotel. And remember, it's important to work hard and play hard. It's important to keep a balance in our lives. Well, I'll see you again. This is Peter for eReports.
To see those conversations again, isn't it?
Yes, and now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
All right, I'm ready for any questions, Peter. But first, I was wondering, do you like grasshoppers or spiders more?
That is an easy question for me. I do not like spiders at all. I do like grasshoppers, but I have eaten them. I would rather just enjoy them in a garden. So I have a question for you, Pauline. Do you dislike mosquitoes or cockroaches more?
Oh, that's a terrible question. I really dislike both of them.
You have to choose one.
But if it's just one cockroach or one mosquito, I'll take the one mosquito.
Okay. I'll take your answer. All right, let's talk about parades now. So what is your favorite part about parades?
I think my favorite part of parades are the marching band. I love the music they play, and it's fun to see them march in time. Can you tell us what marching is, Peter?
Okay, it's a type of walking, but that's when everyone is stepping together.
That's right. And when you went on vacation, what was the first thing you did?
Oh, when you go to a hotel, the first thing that you do is check in.
I'm glad you got that one right, at least. All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed answering these questions with us. Now it's time for a short break.
Welcome back, everyone. So, do you ever take a vacation and stay in a hotel?
Well, sure. If you go on a vacation and you don't have friends or family in the area, then you have to stay in a hotel.
That's right. And hotels are very nice. I especially like them when they have a pool. Well, friends, now let's take a look at our features. These are a fun way to practice our English. Let's watch them together.
Oh, hello, friends. I didn't see you. Welcome to Jack's File. Right now, I'm getting ready to go to a parade. Everybody loves a parade, right? I always go early so I can get a good spot on the street to see everything. So I need to go. See you later.
People organize parades for many different reasons. Some parades celebrate a country's national day. These are usually very long parades. They have marching bands, colorful floats, soldiers, and school children. Other parades celebrate holidays. There is a big St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago every March. In that parade, you can see Irish dancing and hear Irish music. There are also many floats. And in New York City, there is the famous Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This one has many big balloons in it. The balloons are different characters. There are big parades to celebrate New Year's and Chinese New Year too. But some parades are smaller. Small towns often host them. Anyone can be in these parades. You see children walking the dogs, usually with funny clothes on. You may see farm animals or old cars. Fire trucks and police cars are also in these parades. And often people throw candy to children who are watching the parade. For any parade, people begin to line the streets at least an hour before the parade. They set up chairs along the edge of the street so they can see everything in a parade. A parade is fun for everyone.
Okay, wow, I am tired, but that was a great parade. I just watched the Double 10 parade in Taipei. I saw lots of school children and colorful floats and so much more. And there were a lot of people in downtown Taipei. I'm glad I went early to get a good place to watch. Go out and enjoy a parade soon. There's nothing more fun to watch. Now excuse me, I need to go. Thanks for joining me on Jack's File today. See you next time.
Excuse me, are you the wise man of the mountain?
That's what some people call me, yes. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Kyle, and I seek your wisdom. You see, I work in a building with many other people, so the office can be loud sometimes.
So?
Oh, so where can I go and sit quietly and think?
Yes, good question. And I have an answer for you, Carl. Many buildings have a place where you can sit quietly and think.
I knew you were going to say that.
Super Sentence Man, my old friend.
Yes, it is I, and I'm here because you just said a super sentence. Many places have a place where someone can do something. Did you hear what he said?
Yes. Many buildings have a place where you can sit quietly and think.
Super! Well, before I go, do you have another way to use this super sentence?
Yes. Many parks have a place where children can play.
Many parks have a place where children can play. Yes!
Or many cities have a place where people can have meetings.
Many cities have a place where people can have meetings. Super, super, and super. Well, I'm sure the wise man has a wonderful way to help you. But now, remember, a super sentence every... Well, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Carl, many buildings have a place where you can sit quietly and think. You just need to look hard enough.
Look hard enough.
And when you find it, this might be useful for you.
The bathroom?
Mm-hmm. You have spoken wisely, my son.
I came up with this.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. And you can always come back and practice here together on Saturdays.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturdays to review lessons with us. And you get to watch those conversations and features again.
Now, I think it's all time for us to take a vacation. Let's stay in a hotel and take a break.
Wait, everyone? Then who is going to go to school? Who will go to work?
I don't know. We're all on break.
All right, friends. You did a great job today. And we will see you again on Monday to start a whole new batch of shows. Join us again next week, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.